Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church desiring to fulfill God's will. We invite you to join us in an atmosphere of praise and worship and the powerful teachings of Christ delivered in a most creative way that reaches every age. Located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the wonderful campus of Gillespie Park Elementary School. This year, we're focusing on building a foundation solidified by grace, with walls made by faith, and our homes being filled with salvation by being united in living devotion. We promise you, visiting us online or in the sanctuary will be an experience that will be life-changing and one you'll never forget. We hope to see you soon. Services begin at 11 a.m. Have a blessed day.
S is, how will you know the Spirit of God? You'll know them by their speech. You'll know by the speech, by what it is that's said, by what it is that's said. When you start to survey your situation, you start to look at your circumstance, start listening to what people say. Start seeing if what people say actually line up with what Scripture says. You'll know. You'll know whether they have the Spirit of God or not. You'll know whether the Spirit of God dwells there or not once you start listening to some folks' speech. Some folk don't have nothing good to say. Every time you get around them, they don't have nothing good to say. Some folk in their conversation, everything that has gone on in their life, everything that has happened to them, they're ready to point the finger at somebody else. And they don't take any responsibility for what it is they're going through. Oh, you can look in the Bible. It goes all the way back to the book of Genesis. God came up to Adam and said, Adam, where you? He said, it's that woman. It's that woman you gave me. I was straight till she came. It was that woman. That's what that is, blame. It's human nature to do that. Start listening to folks' speech. You want to know whether someone has the Spirit of God that dwells in them? Start listening to somebody's speech. After you survey what's going on, listen to what it is that they're saying. Does it line up with what Scripture says? Or do you find that person always complaining, always trying to beat up somebody else, always trying to talk down about somebody else? Anybody ever heard the saying, you know, when somebody's talking about you or somebody got something to say, and then they come back, they say, Rocky, don't you know Ashley was talking about you? She was saying such and such and such and such and such and such and such. Ever turn around and say, well, why did they feel so comfortable talking to you about me? Because are you the person that sits there and talks about everybody else? You see what I'm saying? Start listening to people's speech. You got somebody that always want to bring you somebody else's business. Don't think that your business ain't being talked about too. How will I know they have the Spirit of God? The Spirit of God. This Spirit of God. Well, gosh, what is this Spirit of God? This Spirit of God is when somebody actually sits there and recognizes who Jesus Christ really is. Some folk will try to tell you, oh, he was just a prophet. Oh, he was just a good man. No, I need you to understand, Jesus Christ was the incarnate man of God. God wrapped himself in flesh in the form of Jesus Christ. And at the time Jesus Christ walked on this earth, he was all in one, all at the same time. God all powerful, God all present, all at the same time, wrapped up in flesh. He confined himself just for us. He gave himself as a sacrifice just for us. He didn't have to do it, but he chose to do it just for us. Amen? Amen. How will I know the Spirit of God, right? Know the Spirit of God. How will I know the Spirit of God? I'll know, verse 6, tell us that we're surveying, we're looking around. How will I know the Spirit of God? I'll know by their speech. Verse number 5. Here's another one. Verse number 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Anybody ever heard that scripture before? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Well, what do we know about the Spirit? What do we know about the Spirit of God? I'm glad you asked, because verse number 4 lets us know that what we know about the Spirit of God is that he is supreme. He is superior. He is sovereign. He's better than anything else that the enemy has for me. Because it says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. As a believer, what's already inside of me, there's nothing greater in this world than what I already have. Than what I already have, there's nothing greater than it. And so now when I look at my situation and now I look at my circumstance, what is it that can defeat me? What is it that can keep me from getting where it is I'm supposed to go? What is it that can hold back me doing what it is I'm supposed to do? If what's great, if what is inside of me is greater than anything else that's in this world, greater than anything else the enemy that can bring against me, if what I have inside of me is better, if what I have inside of me is superior, if what I have inside of me is supreme, if what I have inside of me is sovereign, then what is it that the enemy can put against me that I won't come out victorious? Nothing. Nothing. You mean to tell me what I'm battling with and what I'm going through, I already got everything that I need? Yes. Whatever it is that you got going on, you already got everything you need. My question would be, are you using it? Are you utilizing what you already have? So many times we say, God, give me more. I want more. I want more on my job. I want more in my bank account. I want more here. I want more there. As you do your survey, are you already using what you already have? Scripture says life and death lies within the power of the tongue. Are you using your speech to start to speak against things that you got going on? You already have everything that you need. Because what's in you is greater than anything else that's in the world. Amen? Know the Spirit of God. Last. I want to share with you. Verse number 3. Now, verse number 3, I'm actually going to use 2 and 3, because they actually go together. 2 and 3 says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard it should come. And even now, already, it is in the world. I want you to know that in verses 2 and verse 3, it's a secret. It's a secret. There's a secret. Who wants to know what the secret is? I got one person wants to know. 2, 3, 4. Can I share this secret with you? The secret is reliance on God is the secret of any victory. Your reliance on God is the secret to any victory. Anything you got going on, you try to rely on your own abilities to win the war, it ain't gonna happen. You try to rely on your own abilities to win the battle, it's not gonna happen. You try to rely on your own abilities to make it through the next thing, it's not gonna happen. Only when you rely on what God has already given you, that's inside of you, only when we point our situations and our circumstances back to God, will we have the victory. Did you see it? Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses it not, that Jesus is come in the flesh, is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore have you heard of it should come, and even now is already in the world. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ is of God. When does God lose? Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is of God, is God, is of God. That's what it says. That Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses. If you believed in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, there should have been a time that you confessed this very thing. And if you confess this very thing, guess what? You win. The victory is yours. You got everything you need to already win the battle. You just got to use it. How will I know the Spirit of God? I'll know because I'll survey my situation, my circumstance. How will I know? How will I know? I'm going to make sure I look at the speech. I actually use my own speech. Amen? How do I use this? How will I know by the Spirit of God? I'll know by the Spirit of God, because actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to understand that He is who He says that He is. He is supreme. He's superior. He's sovereign. That's who I serve. And lastly, I'll understand this secret. The secret that I got everything that I already need. God's not on my side, I'm on His side. God's not on my side, I'm on His side. You might have seen those little license plates on the car, or those little bumper stickers. God's not my co-pilot, I'm the co-pilot. He's the one that's in charge. That's how I'll know. Amen? Amen. Reliance on God is the secret. Is the secret to the victory. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's put our hands together for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Know the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God that dwells inside of you. Who here would go to the doctor and have an issue? The doctor come back and say, hey, your issue is a very serious thing you got going on. Who here would not take the time to find out as much about that issue as they possibly could? Hey, I remember I went to the eye doctor. And when I went to the eye doctor, he saw a spot on my eye. You know how they look in your eye and they dilute your eyes and all that kind of stuff. And he says, hey, I see a spot on your eye. And macular degeneration. Is that what it is? Macular?
Yeah.
Degeneration. Amen. Amen. It's terms that he started using. And I'm like, what in the world is that? And so I looked it up and I was like, wait a minute, this means I could lose my eyesight. Look, I need to look at this. I need to look more into this. I remember when I was in the Navy diver, I'm the healthiest I've ever been in my life, and I'm running like 5 miles, I'm swimming, I'm doing all kinds of stuff and all kinds of things, and I'm out off in the coast off of Greece. And I'm asked to go do a dive, and I jump in the water, and I go do this dive, and I come up, and I'm now having some complications. I'm now having some issues. And so they send me off, and they send me off to this hospital, and they put me all in this chamber, and they do all of this other kind of stuff. And the majority of my medical service record is written in Italian, because I'm going through all these doctors and all these doctors. But the devices that they use for the EKG, EKGs all look the same. And there's a rhythm that your heart is supposed to go by. And as they looked through my stuff, they had written it down in Italian, but when I came back to the States, nobody in the States could read my medical record. But I went to a doctor that said, I can't read the medical record, but I can read the EKG. And what the EKG is showing is that you got a problem with your heart, that your heart's not beating correctly. And so they ran me through these tests, like, you know, like a gerbil, you know, the thing where you just run. And so they had me all hooked up to this stuff, and they had the oxygen mask on and all the time. And like I'm telling you, at the time, I was in the best shape of my life. And I was supposed to run as fast as I could on this treadmill for 12 minutes. And I ran as fast as I could for 12 minutes. And I was in shape. I didn't break a sweat for 12 minutes. The irregular rhythm didn't show up at all. But there would be times that I would just be sitting and wouldn't be doing nothing. And all of a sudden, my heart would start beating like I was in some kind of race. It would just, I mean, you could see it on my chest. And what they said, it was called Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome. And I was like, what in the world is that? But I had to take the time to go look it up and find out what it is, because I wanted to know what I had inside of me, what it is that was going on, so I could deal with it however I needed to deal with it. I've said all that to say, I'm letting you know, you got the Spirit of God inside of you. You got the Spirit of God inside of you. It's your job to know everything about that Spirit that dwells inside of you, and how you can utilize the Spirit that you already have inside of you to deal with what you got going on. You have the power to speak against situations that arise in your life. You have the power to tell the enemy, you don't have any dominion over this. This is mine. You have the power inside of you to speak over your family, to speak over your children. You have the power to call protection to your situation. You have that power. It's your job to understand what lives inside of you. Know the Spirit of God. Amen. 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 It's personal decision time. It's personal decision time. Don't know everything.